Prague Fringe Festival had its first edition back in 2002. Now during the coronavirus crisis, the event took place online for the first time. Here to share his experience with managing the festival in the pandemic is its founder and director, Steve Gove. Welcome.
Thank you very much for inviting me to talk to you. I feel quite honored. There are lots of cultural organizations in the Czech Republic, so it's a great pleasure to share my stories with you.
First of all, could you describe what Fringe is all about?
So I am from Scotland originally, and I had visited the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, which is a mega international gathering of the arts that happens every year under normal circumstances. And by the time I came to Prague, I'd been two or three times to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. And then after a couple of years of living in Prague, I started to dream about taking Czech theatre to Edinburgh. And I thought, well, that might be fun, but it would be very expensive and I'd probably lose a lot of money. So then I flipped the idea around on its head. And I thought, I wonder what would happen if I decided to start a fringe festival here in Prague, because there's not a lot of English language theatre happening. Certainly there wasn't 23 years ago when I moved here. And that's where the idea was born. And then a year later, we made a public announcement in Edinburgh. We told the media that we were going to start a fringe in Prague. So then we thought that we should maybe do something about that. Or a year later from then, in 2002, the Prague Fringe was born. And it was a really tiny event. It was only 12 shows in a handful of theatres over 5 days, 60 performances in total. Not a tiny event, but it was small by comparison to Edinburgh. But the atmosphere was similar to a little slice of Edinburgh, which meant that people could see two or three performances in one evening. The shows were short, the ticket costs were cheap. People met in the bars after the shows and discussed their experiences, and sometimes also met the performers and they were able to discuss their shows with them. So it was a very intimate, friendly experience, which is kind of how the Fringe started in Edinburgh back in the late 40s. When we did our last festival in 2019, which seems like 100 years ago, we had over 250 performances in 7 theatres over 9 days, and something like 50 or 60 theatre companies from all over the world, and we had attendances of 7,000. So in the relatively short time that we've existed, we've built fantastic audiences from all over the world and an interest in artists playing in Prague as well from all over the world. So we're excited about what we've achieved, but of course, this crazy year that we've just had has made us all think and work very differently.
As I mentioned before, in 2020, it was your first edition online. I'm curious if you have any tips on how to make a successful online event, or what were your experiences with organizing the festival online?
Sure. Well, in the end, we actually did 2 online events. So the festival, we cancelled the festival at the end of March, which we should have done in May, which of course was not our decision in the end of the day. But that was what happened. We had to do it. We decided at that time that probably by the time May comes, that people will be absolutely exhausted with online material, that probably they won't want to tune in to something that's virtual by the time it comes to May, because of course that was a few months down the line. But as it got closer to May, as it got closer to the festival, we thought, well, we're not going to do the festival. What happens now? You know, we felt that something was going to be missing and that if we did nothing at all, it would be a great, great shame. In a 3 to 4 week period, we pulled together a lot of the artists that had been wanting to, that should have been coming to the festival in May, the live festival. And we got videos and links from performances that they'd done, some ideas from some of the artists to do workshops, discussions. We contacted some of our friends from around the world to do interviews and talk. And we pulled together this incredible 9-day online festival, which was fantastically successful. We didn't know how it would go. We had thousands and thousands of views across all of our platforms. The response was absolutely brilliant. People were excited by what we did. What we also did, because of course things were very on the edge at that point, we didn't know how the year was going to unfold. And of course we had no revenue in terms of ticket income. That was a huge chunk of our budget was missing. So we set up a Save the Fringe fund, which was also very successful. So basically, there was a variety of ways that we could do it. We could have set up a thing where people were paying for tickets or giving a contribution, but we decided not to do it that way. We decided to do it as a free event where people could donate, if they wanted, into a pot, a donation pot. So we had a thing, a relationship with Go Out, who are our ticket providers, and they set it up so that people could donate the cost of a drink. So it could be 50 crowns or 100 crowns, or you could buy a round of drinks at the bar. You could buy a virtual T-shirt. Everything was virtual, of course. None of these things existed. And in the end, we raised about 250,000 Czech crowns, which was really phenomenal. We aimed to raise around 1 million, which would have been to save the festival if we didn't get to keep hold of any of our funding from the city, for example, or other sponsors. But luckily, because of the success of the online festival, number one, and the second online festival, we were able to use the money correctly from all of the different sponsors and stuff. So in the end of the day, the year somehow worked quite successfully. But the second online festival, which was called Fringe Reimagined, was a totally unique experience for us. We noticed in the summer, I think it was, that there was a grant available to apply for from the Ministry of Culture. And we hadn't had any success in the past with Ministry of Culture grants. And we were not sure whether we should apply for this grant or not, but we did in the end. And in the end, we received the amount that we asked for. And this amount was to enable us to do a digital festival, which may or may not have an audience. That was okay if it didn't. It would obviously depend on what was happening in terms of the pandemic. So we planned to do a festival in late autumn, early winter. In the end, it happened in November. And we had 8 different groups, all Czech, which was very unusual because normally the festival is an international festival of English language theatre. So occasionally you might get 1 or 2 Czech performances, but not in Czech. Actually in English or with Czech performers and American performers, like a mixed thing. But largely, all of the groups at the normal festival are from overseas. So to do this reimagined festival in November that was only Czech artists, most of them were in Prague. We had one theatre company from Brno, Divadlo Líšeň. And even then we were worried that maybe they wouldn't be able to come to Prague because of the pandemic. But in the end, they did come. And we worked with our colleague, Adam Svoboda, who is one of the technical producers of the festival, the normal festival. And he became the technical director of Fringe Reimagined. And we rented equipment from his company, which allowed us to live stream around the world on YouTube and on Facebook. It was really incredible. And it was a wonderful experience because the artists were so happy because a lot of them hadn't worked for a long time. So they were really happy to be paid to work, as well as the cameramen and the technical people, the sound operator. There was a bunch of people that had paid work. And this was really fantastic. And also just the fact that it was this festival atmosphere for these days down in Campus Hebemska, where we performed. We had viewers tuning in from over 40 different countries. We had collaborations with embassies. The Czech embassy in Delhi was collaborating with us. Czech centers around the world were sharing the stream, the live streams. So it was this incredible thing that we had never in our lives imagined doing. You know, getting rid of all the people and just having a virtual audience and broadcasting live around the world. Who could have imagined a year ago that this is what we would have been doing? Effectively, we're all creative people. That is what we do. We create things. So if you can't create what you normally create, then you create something else. This has been a really, really challenging time for the arts. But I can only hope that, as is being said in the media, that the 20s are coming. We've entered the 20s now. And like the roaring 20s of last century, people are predicting that when the pandemic is over, it's going to be a glorious time for the arts.
And so do you think that after this experience, which was pretty good, as you describe it, that you will maybe in the future make the event online again?
Well, the answer to that is, I think, yes, because it was so successful. And, you know, we were able to reach audiences that we would never ordinarily reach. And I think that, yes, the theatres, of course, will open. And, yes, the festivals will happen again. And, yes, we will welcome our audiences in. But let's allow people to see inside the door of Studio Rubin, to see what we're doing there at the same time. Let's open the door a little bit more and let the secret out a little bit more, you know, to all of these spaces, to all of these theatres, to all of these festivals. So yeah, I think it would be brilliant to keep doing this. The grant that we got from the Ministry of Culture was incredible, and it really helped us to make that happen, and to make it happen really quite quickly in a 2-month period. Let's keep doing this, not as a replacement for, but to add into the mix, to do it alongside other, you know, live work that people will come to.
Now, just to end on a good note, do you think there are any ways that we as fans of the Czech culture can help those artists or organizations or festivals that are struggling during the pandemic?
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, if there are chances for people to donate to theatre companies who are raising money, absolutely, definitely. You know, I know that all of us have been struggling. We've had, you know, some of us have had years without work. But, you know, if you are in a position to donate some money, you know, and you've not been spending money in the theatre bars or buying theatre tickets, don't feel ashamed if it's only 100 crowns or 50 crowns. Every crown matters. I think it's really important for festivals like the Prague Fringe to seek grant applications and to apply for grants that will allow digital festivals like this to happen. Of course, that's really important as well. And also to subscribe to websites like Dramox, for example, which are really supporting the artists fantastically. So anything that you can, obviously you can't go to the theatres because the theatres are not open, but if there's any way to support the arts, or if you see a friend is doing a performance online and they need you to buy a ticket or just to donate something, do it, you know, just chip in. Every 100 crowns makes a difference.
Thank you so much. This was Steve Gove, the founder and director of the Prague Fringe Festival.